This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. All my bets for tonight coming up to close the show, NBA and college basketball, and we'll talk about some news, some big news in college football as it impacts both the rest of this season and next season at the collegiate level. Got some news and notes on college basketball and the NBA to share as well. We will do that at the end of the show and fit some non-NFL content in on this Monday. But a full-on NFL-centric first 2 hours of the program today on this Monday. Open the show with the stunning Steelers win last night at home to beat the Baltimore Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and send the Ravens packing. I said it in hour one. I've been saying it for years, plural. The Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh. We have long since passed the expiration date for the Harbaugh-Lamar Jackson partnership. We are now through 8 seasons with Lamar and Harbaugh. 0 Super Bowl appearances. Why would anyone think it's going to change next season? And I'm not saying Harbaugh's not a great coach. And I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson's blameless in all of this. But you're never firing the 2-time MVP quarterback. Like, if given the choice between the multiple-time MVP-winning quarterback or the coach, you're taking the quarterback 100 times out of 100. And if you think otherwise, buddy, you don't know ball. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. John Harbaugh has got to go. And his decision to have Lamar Jackson go backwards 3 yards and take a knee with a timeout on the board instead of trying to get closer for Tyler Loop, the rookie kicker pressurized spot on the road, world watching, AFC North title on the line at the hardest stadium to kick at in the entire NFL, not making it an easier kick for Tyler Loop, unforgivable. Not making the playoffs in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime, unforgivable. The Ravens need to move on from John Harbaugh. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin live to fight another week. Kyle Hamilton getting concussed at the start of the second half. This doesn't happen without that. Steelers offense was doing nothing prior to the Kyle Hamilton concussion. And then Pittsburgh goes touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown from there to win the game. Unbelievable second half from Rodgers after a miserable first half from the Steelers quarterback and the future first ballot Hall of Famer. Rodgers able to rewrite the narrative at the end of his career for at least 1 week. And who knows, maybe he comes back next season. And I told you why. I think the fan base that was cheering just as hard for the Steelers as Steelers fans and anyone that bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, the Houston Texans. Because the Texans now go from being an underdog in Baltimore next Monday night in the final wild card game of Super Wild Card Weekend to, and I'll bring up my BetMGM screen here, Houston is now, in real time, a 3.5-point road favorite at the Steelers. So we are out to Houston -3.5. So from an underdog to more than a 3-point favorite. It is a huge result for the Houston Texans. A huge result for the Texans to get to go to Pittsburgh instead of to Baltimore. And now, with Mahomes out, and Burrow out, and Lamar out, there can be no excuse, zero excuse, for Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and the Buffalo Bills to not at least make the Super Bowl. And if they don't, and if they lose this weekend in Jacksonville, and Buffalo's a 1-point, Buffalo is going to get bet over the course of the week, because they always do. That spread ain't closing one. It's closing more than one. If the Bills lose to Jacksonville, I want someone to tell me with a straight face that Sean McDermott should come back as Bills coach. Remember, McDermott and Allen are on the same timeline as Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. Year 9 coming up. With no Super Bowl appearance this year, you cannot justify bringing back Sean McDermott. You're never firing Josh Allen, right? Someone's got to pay the price. It needs to be Sean McDermott if the Bills don't reach the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the Eagles and the Rams and the NFC, the Bears and the Packers as well in a moment, but just really want to punch this point home because I'm still kind of buzzing about it, and I'm still kind of in ecstasy over it. This unbelievable job that Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth did last night on NBC on the call of the Steelers and the Ravens. Kenny Henderson is our excellent engineer here on You Better, You Bet. Kenny, if you'd be so kind, please, give me the Chris Boswell missed extra point into the Tyler Loop missed field goal to end the game.
The extra point from Boswell. Twisting. No good! No good! He missed the extra point. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Step good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Amazing. Now, Mike Tirico justly gets his flowers. I think everyone pretty much universally acknowledges how good he is, right? And to the people that don't and think, like, Tirico's not good, like, I hate to say it like this. Like, you're actually wrong. Like, this is not, it's not subjective. This is objectivity. He's great. There's no argument. You can, like, not like his style for whatever. I don't know why you wouldn't. But he's unreal. And I think that people, and I don't mean to say this like I'm talking down to people. This would be, honestly, like, I feel like I'm an expert in this field. In the same way, like, you, the listener, you, the viewer, you're an expert in whatever it is that you do. And, like, I would never sit down with, like, someone who's in finance and try to tell them about global economies. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just trust me when I say the degree of difficulty that this job entails, play-by-play, especially on this stage and this sport, the fact that Tirico is on top of it the way he is stunning. He is 10 out of 10. He's probably the best pound-for-pound play-by-play man, and there are great ones. Ian Eagles, way up there on the level. Sean McDonough's on the level. You could say that Jim Nantz is on the level. Joe Buck's on the level. Kevin Burkhardt's on the level. We have lots of great play. Mike Breen, many play-by-play announcers in many different sports are great. You could say Mike Tirico might be the best. That's how good he is. And I think most people would acknowledge that. The fact that people don't think Chris Collinsworth is good, and this one I think can be a little more subjective, color commentators. The fact that people don't think Collinsworth is great, I don't understand how you feel that way. Now, I get it. Like, some people don't like, and I'm not saying Collinsworth is pizza. Like, pizza's universally loved. But, like, some people don't like pizza. Some people don't like sushi. Some people don't like ice cream. Like, it's okay. People can have their opinions. I just disagree. I think all of those things are great. And I think Chris Collinsworth is great. Kenny, load up, please, the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown. And listen to Chris Collinsworth makes this call. This is the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown from last night.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go.
Amazing. So again, like, while you're watching this on TV, like I was last night, like, the ball's, like, even before the ball's in the air, Collinsworth goes, they did it again. And I'm sitting, I have goosebumps right now. I have chills. No BS. In that moment, while the ball's in the air, or even before the ball, when Collinsworth says that, I'm like, whoa, what's about to happen here? And then you see Zay Flowers streaking down the middle of the field, unencumbered. Just absolutely incredible. I really wanted to just give them their just due. To me, and I actually have never said something like this in all the years I've been doing You Better, You Bet. To me, the gold standard of broadcasting an NFL game has long been Nantz and Romo in the 18 AFC Championship game, Patriots at Chiefs. Patriots win in overtime. After last night, it might be Tirico Collinsworth on the call of the Steelers and the Ravens. You Better, You Bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. We have a YouTube commenter saying, someone please tell Nick that he is getting more Kim Jong-un with that hair by the day. I guess I do look like the North Korean dictator. Just a little bit. I will say I'm probably more handsome than him. I think I'm also a little taller than him. And I don't get to say that about many people. So shout out to everyone who compares me to Kim Jong-un with the hair. It is a little poofy this morning. Might have to get that taken care of later this week at the salon I go to. Not a barbershop. The salon. And yours truly, the tens. Okay. Let's talk the NFC playoff picture. So I told you to end the second hour of the show that I don't like Seattle or San Francisco to win the NFC. And that I think the two big winners in the NFC this past weekend, neither of them played on Saturday night or Saturday at all, with Carolina obviously ultimately winning the NFC South. For me, the two best teams in the NFC are the 3-seed Philadelphia Eagles and the 5-seed Los Angeles Rams. And last week here on Westwood One Sports, I laid out the scenario that at the time, now the Seahawks closed a favorite in the game at San Francisco. I bet them they covered. It was awesome. But at the time I was talking about it, the Niners were favored. Now a small favorite, but favored. That what was going to happen if the betting market held, we were going to get Rams at Eagles in the first round. And my sense is, I think a lot of people like Seattle also. I like the Eagles, that's who I've hitched my betting wagon to. And a lot of people like the Rams, and you can understand why, right? And that Eagles-Rams was a nightmare scenario for a lot of sports bettors in round one, like me, who bet the Eagles to win the NFC and win the Super Bowl. Go back to back. You think I want to see the Rams in round one with my Eagles ticket? I'll take it a step further. I don't have a Rams ticket, but I'll speak for Rams bettors. Do you think Rams bettors and Rams fans would rather go on the road to Carolina in round one and be a double-digit favorite? Or go to Philadelphia and be like a one-point road favorite, or like have the price be a pick'em in that game? The Eagles and the Rams are huge winners coming out of Week 18. And yes, the Eagles lost to the Commanders with Tanner McKee starting, and some people are criticizing the Eagles for it because the Bears lost to the Lions in what was one of the dumbest betting markets of the season. Bears favored by 4 or 4.5 against Detroit, really? With Amon-Ra St. Brown playing? Talked about that on the show yesterday, bet Detroit. I didn't know if the Lions were going to win, but certainly felt like they could cover that number on the road in Chicago. And maybe it'll turn out to be a tactical error by Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni and GM Howie Roseman. But they clearly didn't really care about getting the 2 seed or the 3 seed. They clearly didn't think it was that big of a difference having to face Green Bay or San Francisco in the first round. So I will give them, as the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the benefit of the doubt. And say, if they don't think it's that big a deal, then I'm not going to think it's that big a deal either. Brock Purdy had a stinger on the final play of the game on Saturday night. Now, Kyle Shanahan said he's going to be good to go. The Niners are the walking wounded. This point spread last night, Eagles and Niners, opened with Philly a juiced 2.5-point favorite. And I thought to myself, as I clicked the button, well, that's not right. Do you know who agreed with me? Everybody. Because the point spread is now Philly minus 3.5. If I had to bet the current market, I actually still think it's the Eagles, but the opportunity was there at lower limits, obviously, last night. But look, I think Philly, at the very least, is going to win the game. So I think the Eagles will win and advance to the next round. And the Rams go from having to go to Philly, where they are now a 10-point road favorite at Carolina in the Houston Texan Andy Dalton Invitational, which is the early game on Saturday afternoon. LA minus 10, 46.5 the total. My sense is, and we've seen the market come down a little bit already towards Carolina, and the Panthers did beat the Rams, like somewhat recently, the Panthers beat them, that maybe the Panthers will draw some interest here. The Rams have not been that impressive coming down the stretch. Blew the game in Seattle to lose home field advantage in the NFC West. Lost a week ago today in Atlanta against the Falcons. And then, like, we're trailing the Cardinals 20-16, a terrible Cardinals team, before going pedal to metal, probably getting Stafford MVP with the 4 touchdowns, and blowing out Arizona, covering the spread in the process, winning 37-20. If that point spread dips a little bit to Rams 9.5, I don't know if it will, but I'm just saying, like, it's Monday. We have 6 days before the game is played, or 5 full days leading into Saturday. I have not bet the game yet. I am very interested in betting the Rams. No interest in Carolina unless the point spread went up. So zero interest there. So give me the LA Rams against the Carolina Panthers. And what I think we are going to see in the NFC postseason is an NFC championship game with the Eagles hosting the Rams. The Packers, to me, feel like a team with a ton of hypothetical upside that I don't think they'll be able to reach. Maybe they can beat the Bears on Saturday night. That game's on Amazon Prime, by the way. And like, my only beef with the broadcast schedule this weekend is I wish Packers-Bears were on Sunday and Patriots-Chargers were on Saturday. To me, this feels like the league throwing Amazon Prime a bone and giving them an awesome game. And it is going to be the highest-rated game in the history of Amazon Prime, Packers-Bears on Saturday night. I don't think the Packers have the goods to make it without Parsons. I think the Bears are a year early, and I think that's pretty obvious, actually. And I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just calling it like I see it. I don't like the Niners, as I've told you, and I think the Seahawks will be one and done against either the Rams or the Eagles, and we'll see what it ends up being. We'll see what it ends up being. Eagles-Rams NFC Championship game. I'll take the Eagles. If you wanted to take the Rams, I'd have absolutely no problem with that. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we have major breaking news in the National Football League. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired head coach Pete Carroll. So a day after the Raiders clinched the number one overall pick in the 2026 NFL draft, they have cleaned house, firing one-and-done head coach Pete Carroll. My analysis of that and the top of the NFL draft coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
There, Carlson swings! Carlson has it!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
When you think about the great wins in the history of, and Fox Sports, courtesy of the call coming back from break. When you think about the great wins in the history of, the, you know what? Oh, Kenny, bring the music back up here. Bring it back up underneath here. Oh, yeah. When you think about it, Super Bowl 11 against the Minnesota Vikings. Super Bowl 15 against the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl 18 against the then Washington Redskins. Marcus Allen running into the night. 2002 AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans with my friend Rich Gannon at quarterback. Where does yesterday's get win rank on the list? One of the actual worst football games that has ever been played. Oh, I'm not done with the music yet, Kenny. You can bring it back up. I'm not done with it yet. One of the worst games you could possibly imagine. Chris Olodokun. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name. Oh, I think it's like Olodokun, actually. Which sounds like a move that Ryu or Ken have in Street Fighter. Hadouken! Olodokun! Kenny Pickett and AOC. Ashton Gentry running into brick walls. just a miserable football game. In fact, if you had to take Week 18 and distill it down into one game, it would be Raiders-Chiefs. That's how bad it was. Daniel Carlson from 60, his time expires, to win it for the Las Vegas Raiders. Pride and poise. Commitment to excellence. Just fire the coach. Baby. Al Davis rolling over in his grave. You know, after the Raiders beat the Redskins in Super Bowl 18, Al Davis was asked by Brent Musburger post-game, hey, like, how do you manage to keep doing this? And Al's response, it's iconic. First thing you do is you get the best coaches. And then you get the best players. And you tell them one thing. Just win, baby. What the hell's happened to this team? And you could say that over the course of this entire century for the Raiders. As I said to you to end last segment, the Las Vegas Raiders fire head coach Pete Carroll, which was an absolute necessity after the Raiders were the worst team in the NFL this year and proved it by getting blown out last week by my New York football Giants. Pete Carroll, one and done. This is the statement from Raiders owner Mark Davis. Quote, the Las Vegas Raiders have relieved Pete Carroll of his duties as head coach. We appreciate and wish him and his family all the best. Moving forward, General Manager John Spytek will lead all football operations in close collaboration with Tom Brady, including the club's search for a next head coach. Together, they will guide football decisions with a shared focus on leadership, culture, and alignment with the organization's long-term goals. Sounds like ChatGPT did like the last couple lines of that. So whatever. But this will be the Raiders' sixth head coach in 6 years, which is like Baxter eating the wheel of cheese in Anchorman, and Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell goes, I'm not even mad. It's amazing. Incredible. Pete Carroll, Antonio Pierce, whomever the new head coach is, Josh McDaniels, John Gruden, and interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. And the only one that took the Raiders to the playoffs was the interim coach, Rich Bisaccia. Unbelievable. But for the Raiders, absolutely the right move. And the season ended. I'm being sincere right now. I mock the Raiders a little bit to start, only because I care, and I mean that. I love sports, and I love the NFL. And the NFL is unequivocally better when the Raiders are good. And this helps the Raiders move towards good. I don't know if they'll get there this year, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. Because not only have the Raiders moved on from Pete Carroll, who's like a boomer ball to the nth degree, like roster stinks, let's draft a running back. Don't have a quarterback, let's trade for Geno Smith. Like, these were all things that in the moment be like, are you serious? Offensive linemen are terrible. And Tyler writes in our chat, and Tyler's anti-Astrid Genty. Tyler Morales, our technical director. Tyler famously anti-Astrid Genty. Genty this year had 266 carries for 975 yards. It's brutal. My opinion? I think Astrid Genty's really good. I don't know that Emmitt Smith or Jim Brown could have had success running behind this Raiders offensive line. They were doomed from the start, and I said it all offseason. They are clearly the worst team in their own division. And you hired Pete Carroll to make the team respectable, and not only were they not respectable, they are the worst team in the league in picking first overall. And like I've been saying, since like that epic Thursday Night Football cluster you-know-what against the Denver Broncos, Carroll needed to go because the franchise needs to hit the reset button at quarterback, and you can't have, and I'm not an ageist, but let's be honest here. Like, I like the Kyle Whittingham hire. He's going to be 67 next year for Michigan. I'm not an ageist. But you can't have like a 74-year-old boomer head coach. Like, let's bring Fernando Mendoza in and run the Pete Carroll, like the prehistoric offense from the Mesozoic era in the 1980s. You can't have it. Can't have it. So because of the events in the early window yesterday, the Raiders went into yesterday's game against the Chiefs knowing they had the first overall pick. And I'm sure Pete Carroll's like, oh, I love this. Now we can try and win a meaningless game, which they did. Credit to them. By all accounts, the Raiders are going to take Fernando Mendoza from Indiana first overall, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Maybe it'll be Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback, and they'll play each other on Friday night. Can't wait for it. In the college football playoff semis, Miami and Ole Miss coming up on Thursday. And we have news, by the way, on Ole Miss's quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, that we'll share with you to close the show coming up in a little bit, that I think will absolutely impact the top of the NFL draft. The Raiders are going to get the quarterback of their choice, whether it's Mendoza, Dante Moore, somebody else, we'll see. And now they have the opportunity to hire a new coach. A miserable, miserable, miserable swing and a miss, and a predictable swing and a miss with Pete Carroll. I have no idea if they'll hire the right guy. No idea. But we know Pete Carroll was the wrong guy. So you give the Raiders credit because they could have compounded bad decisions, right? And say, well, we fired Antonio Pierce after 1 year. Now we can't do that with Pete Carroll. No. Sunk cost. Like that kind of like mode of thinking led the Giants to bring Brian Daboll back for another year. So we can't fire another head coach after a couple years. Yes, you can. He's terrible. So I give the Raiders credit for courage is a really like dramatic word here. I actually don't even really mean it. But for having like the gumption is a better word to fire Pete Carroll. It's the right move. 100%. And just on a human level, I do feel a little bad for Pete Carroll. You know, NFL Network has that series, A Football Life, right? Pete Carroll has lived a football life. He was the head coach of the, and this is like, he was an assistant to the defensive coordinator long before that, right? But head coach of the Jets in the mid-90s. Head coach of the Patriots, you know, prior to Belichick coming in. The USC years, national championships. Won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. Probably should have won another if not for the infamous throw at the goal line, right? To Ricardo Lockett instead of handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. And the Seahawks lose Super Bowl 49 to New England instead of potentially going back-to-back. I don't know if Pete Carroll is an NFL Hall of Famer. He's a football Hall of Famer, though, for sure, when you take into account what he accomplished at the college level. And it does because he's never getting another job. And, like, I don't say that meanly. Like, who's hiring Pete Carroll at this point, like, honestly? It does kind of suck for him that this is how it ends. And you can say, well, shouldn't have gotten the job in the first place, and you're probably right. But you can still feel bad for Pete Carroll. It's a bleepy way for him to go out. And when I say bleepy, I mean a word that rhymes with spit. E. As the Raiders fire Pete Carroll. To go along with the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski and the Falcons firing Raheem Morris, the Colts retain Shane Steichen and general manager Chris Ballard, the Giants retaining general manager Joe Shane. And if you missed any of those breakdowns, just search the show in podcast form, you bet, wherever you find your podcasts. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. All the bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show. It's a little bit more on the NFL draft, on the top of the NFL draft after yesterday. And this is going to be less like, hey, I think, you know, the Jets should take this player at number two. More just like, let's talk about these teams a little bit. The Jets, by virtue of their no-show in Buffalo against the Bills and the Bills' backups, have the second overall pick in the draft. And I actually want to make a little bit of a mea culpa here, and we'll do this more later in the week once the Jets officially announce Aaron Glenn's coming back, which is the expectation. I've been saying for quite some time now that even though the Jets' season has been miserable, that they're on the right path, and I still believe that. With a war chest of picks in this year's draft, multiple first-rounders, three first-rounders in 2027, the Jets are basically going to be able to get whoever they want in the next couple drafts. Quarterback, maybe it's Jeremiah Smith next year at receiver. They're going to control the next couple drafts. Whichever one they want to, they'll be able to. And I think that was the prudent move, was to trade Sauce Gardner and trade Quentin Williams for a team going nowhere. And I think Darren Mooji, the GM, has largely done a good job. Now, I don't know if he's going to pick the right players. I know Jets fans, and I live in New York, Jets fans are pessimistic about that because the Jets usually screw this up. And to be fair, screwed it up a couple years ago when they had three first-round picks and, like, didn't get it right. Past failures do not have to be indicative of future failure or future success. I would say to Jets fans, keep an open mind and be a little optimistic. That's my honest thought. I don't know, though, and I actually think like I need to take an L on this. I think I was wrong. I said for weeks, Aaron Glenn deserves a chance to come back as Jets head coach. Like, let's see how he does with like a reasonable quarterback, not Justin Fields, who's brutal. Not Brady Cook, not Tyrod Taylor. The Jets did not record a single interception this season. Quarterbacks against the Jets went for 36 touchdowns and no interceptions. It's like a video game. Except if this were a video game, you would have hit the reset button after like week three. You would not have continued on. You would not have, I wouldn't have at least continued forward with it. And making matters even worse, Aaron Glenn, for younger fans who don't know this, like I watched him play for the Jets. Aaron Glenn was he's probably the second best corner in the history of the team behind Darrell Revis. He's awesome. Who else would you choose? D. Milner? Come on. Glenn was an awesome corner. Zero picks. And they're non-competitive down the stretch. And I understand. And like, Brady Cook's terrible. I get it. But to get railroaded and bulldozed like they did by the Patriots and the Bills, and being, they're not competitive in these games. I think the Jets are going to bring Aaron Glenn back and we'll see how it goes. I think if it were up to me, I think I'd fire him. What's the upside? I don't see it after 1 year. And I can be wrong. And I think I was wrong already about this. I'll take the L on this. My mind was changed yesterday during the Jets-Bills game and how pathetic they were. I do think there's reason for optimism for the Jets. I don't know where it comes from, though, on this coaching staff and the head coach, Aaron Glenn. Give you two other NFL draft-related notes. Way too early NFL, just as an excuse to talk about the teams. We don't know yet about the fate of Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon following a calamity of a season. As the Cardinals end the year, and what was a year where I thought they were going to make the playoffs, but they talk about an L. That's the scarlet letter, like the Cardinal red L that I'll have to wear for that take. The Cardinals lose yesterday to the Rams, 3-14. We'll pick third overall in the draft. We'll see about Jonathan Gannon. The Cardinals are kind of in a rough spot this offseason, and I'm going to tell you why. Kyler Murray's not coming back. Like, he's played his last down as quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. You can't have Jacoby Brissett be the quarterback of the deal. You can't have that. Now, let's assume the Raiders, which we think, the Raiders will take a quarterback first overall. The Jets may also take a quarterback first overall. And let's just say that they, like, let's say it's Mendoza and Dante Moore. What are the Cardinals going to do at quarterback? Who's playing quarterback for the Cardinals next year? It doesn't look like they're going to get one of the guys at the top of the draft, right? They're picking third. Maybe the Jets pass on one. Maybe the Jets trade down. We'll see. We know the Raiders are going to take one. It'd be insane if they didn't. The Cardinals could find themselves in a tough spot here. And we'll get into Trinidad Chambliss, and it looks like he's going to stay at Ole Miss. We'll do that on the other side. So even if Arizona keeps Jonathan Gannon, GM Monty Austin-Fort moves on from them, I think Arizona's in a tough spot as far as the quarterback position is concerned this offseason. And last note for now, and we'll take a break. The Tennessee Titans get blown out yesterday by the Jaguars, and Cam Ward is hurt early in the game on a touchdown run. The Titans saddled Cam Ward in his rookie year with Brian Callahan, who may go down as one of the worst head coaches in the history of the league. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but not a good head coach. And then retread interim coach Mike McCoy. The Titans at fourth overall need to just take best player available, probably on the defensive line. Maybe it's Reuben Bain from Miami. Maybe it's Arvell Reese from Ohio State. Maybe it's Peter Woods. We'll see. I don't even know what team. Tyler, what team does Peter, I think I know what it is. I don't want to get it wrong. I just saw him on a bunch of mock drafts. Defensive lineman Clemson. I thought that was right, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong. Thank you guys very much. Titans take the best player available, nail the head coaching hire. No reason why they can't contend next year with Cam Ward on the ascent in the AFC South. On the other side, We will wrap up the Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a bunch of news and notes around college football, college basketball, and the NBA, and then all my bets for tonight. I got some in the NBA and college basketball. It's all coming up next here on a Monday. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I'm going to give you some bets for tonight coming up in a moment, and maybe you can use those at BetMGM. Because today, BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com so you can make it legendary. We will wrap up the Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. You Better You Bet. You Better You Bet. I get paid to speak for a living. With a bunch of notes from the world of college football, a little college hoops, NBA, and all my bets for tonight. But I have some thank yous to dole out first. Our executive producer, the great Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Kenny Henderson, and our video producers, the tag team of Downtown Mike Brown and Dan the Man Turner. Downtown and the man in downtown, there's something there. I'm going to play with it. Very important to say this on Monday, January 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Today is the first day on Westwood One Sports that the network in its totality is live. So you heard this morning, my friend Drake Toll, executive produced by Addie Bates, Drake, an emerging star in sports media. Drake doing an awesome job holding down 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Twitter at Drake C. Toll. Be sure to check out the Drake Toll Show here on Westwood One Sports leading into yours truly. So we have Drake this morning. Coming up right after me, less than 15 minutes from right now, Bleck and Abdallah in their maiden voyage here on Westwood One Sports. Two great dudes out of Chicago. They'll be with my friend Mitch Rosen in the studio there in Chicago. Bleck and Abdallah are coming up next. We can't wait for that. They're going to be absolute stars here on Westwood One Sports. Jim Rome later today, obviously the living legend from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And then our friends Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on BetMGM tonight. So this is tremendous. And I love being a part of it. And it was great to do it last week. And now it feels like we are Voltron. All the pieces have come together. I'm very bullish about all of this. So congratulations to our colleagues, Bleck and Abdallah, who again are coming up in their first show on these airwaves. Be sure to check it out at noon Eastern here on Westwood One Sports. Okay. News and notes from around the world of sports. Non-NFL, because we've done nothing but NFL for the first 2 hours and 50 minutes of today's show. College football. Tyler, just repost that news for me here, the one with the Ole Miss with Trinidad Chambliss. As ahead of Ole Miss's college football playoff semifinal on Thursday against Miami, Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss have agreed to, and this is so funny, I don't know when it's going to stop being weird to read, like, college program reaching agreement on a new deal with a player. It's just still weird to me. So Trinidad Chambliss has signed a new deal with Ole Miss, and Chambliss was obviously the best player on the field last on New Year's night against Georgia, as Ole Miss upset Georgia in that game, 39-34. Now, the deal is contingent on Chambliss having his eligibility waiver request granted, which means if the NCAA offers him a 6-year of eligibility, he will be back as the Ole Miss quarterback next year. And why this matters for the NFL? We were all thinking it last Thursday, right, on New Year's, and a bunch of NFL draft analysts, like reputable ones, not like me back in the day doing mock drafts for Bleacher Report after a bong rep, I'm kidding, little, are all saying, is Chambliss going to be QB1, your first-round pick? I'll tell you what, if he comes back to college, that is a big piece off the board in the NFL draft, and it looks like Chambliss will return to Ole Miss next year, pending him getting an extra year of eligibility. At the very least, he will start for Ole Miss on Thursday against Miami, and we will bring you way more on those games, Ole Miss-Miami Thursday, Oregon-Indiana on Friday, as the week moves along. So Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss agreeing to terms on a deal, assuming Chambliss gets an extra year of eligibility. We saw two other big quarterback news items over the weekend that won't matter for a couple months as we head into next college football season, but just to get this on your radar, because I think it's going to be really interesting. Indiana, who got Curtis Rourke last year out of the portal, and then obviously Fernando Mendoza from Cal this year out of the portal, and he won the Heisman, land TCU quarterback Josh Hoover, who just set the TCU single-season passing yards record. So he'll be Indiana's quarterback next year, and hard to imagine him not being good for Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers. The number one ranked player in the transfer portal by many accounts was Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby. He is signing with Texas Tech, and the Red Raiders, like the best team money can buy until they got to play Oregon in the college football playoff quarterfinals. Brendan Sorsby will be the next Texas Tech quarterback, and you would think the Texas Tech will be right up at the top of the Big 12 odds board next season at a minus price probably to make next year's college football playoff. In college basketball, this is something that I think will matter as far as the national championship picture and the Final Four picture is concerned. Now, Kansas lost this weekend to UCF. The Jayhawks lost to Central Florida. UCF's 12-1, by the way. Good team. Kansas freshman Darren Peterson returned from his hamstring and lower leg injuries in this game and scored 26 points in 23 minutes. Didn't play the final 10 minutes of the game. By all accounts, Peterson is going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, and this draft class is stacked, whether you think about Peterson, BYU's A.J. DeBonsa, Duke's Cameron Boozer, North Carolina's Caleb Wilson. It is stacked. If Peterson's able to come back and play for Kansas and, like, play in most games, Kansas's upside is absolutely to go to the Final Four. Something to monitor if Darren Peterson can stay healthy for Kansas. And two quick notes in the NBA. My Thunder over adjusted win total overs are not looking great at the moment. The Thunder lose last night to Devin Booker and the Suns on a last second three-pointer. The Thunder are now 30-6 and are 6-4 in their last 10. It's not what you want. The Suns somehow, by the way, are 21-14. Like, great job by Coach Ott and Devin Booker in Phoenix for what they've accomplished thus far this season. And don't look now, but Tyler Morales' Philadelphia 76ers have won three straight games, slammed my Knicks over the weekend at the Garden, and Joel Embiid is looking really good. We'll do more on the NBA later this week on You Better You Bet. But for now, let's close the show with all the bets. Kenny Henderson, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, here's where we stand for tonight. And again, this is not like when we used to do the show right before a game started. So the New York Knicks right now are 2.5-point road favorites at the Detroit Pistons. So the Pistons have gotten bet a little bit. Jalen Duren is out for Detroit. I like the Knicks. I think the Knicks are going to own the glass in this game. Knicks minus 2.5. I don't hate the Knicks as a money line piece as well. The Atlanta Hawks are 3.5-point dogs in Toronto. They just played in Toronto and got blown out. No Trae Young. I love Atlanta plus 3.5 in Toronto. The Suns are coming off a win against the Thunder. Great. I'll bet the Rockets against them tonight. I will lay 8 with Houston against Phoenix. Give me the Houston Rockets. And give me the Philadelphia 76ers, Embiid's playing tonight, laying 11.5 against the walking wounded Denver Nuggets. I think the Sixers win that game by 15. And two thoughts in college basketball. USC lost by 30 to Michigan over the weekend. Michigan's ridiculous. USC now is an 11.5-point dog in Michigan State. Give me USC plus the points at Sparty. And then we have Ohio State hosting Nebraska. Ohio State a 2.5-point favorite. I'm leaning towards Ohio State. I don't know if I'll make that bet. I do like the Trojans plus 11.5. So the Knicks laying a short price at the Pistons. The Hawks plus 3.5. At Toronto, the Rockets laying 8 against Phoenix, the Sixers laying 11.5 against the Nuggets, and I will take the points with USC at Michigan State. I am off tomorrow because I am working Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Chris Mack has you covered on a Tuesday. I will see you all on a wonderful football Wednesday. Black and Abdallah coming up next. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.